to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's pick a jar. I know I want a lot of people to try and listen first, so do not always make a remark about what Uncle is like before seeing it first. So open your mind. Well, it turns out that Uncle is like this.
Met with Subhus Salam Bayer and Rashid Bunjin to discuss enhancing digital connectivity and talent development in the region. The collaboration includes plans to utilize South Korea 1 satellite and establish base transceiver stations to improve internet access, especially in remote areas. Currently, only 24 out of 82 villages in Subhus Salam benefit from the digital infrastructure, highlighting the need for expanded connectivity to support education, healthcare, and government services. And the next news. The University of Indonesia and the Ministry of Transmigration have partnered to develop the Transmigration Factory Program, aiming to engage young Indonesians in national developmental through research and education. The program features two main components, the Patriot Expedition, which involve field research and mentoring in transmigration areas, and the Patriot Scholarship, designed to produce skilled graduates for regional development. Minister Muhammad Iftikhar Sulaiman Suryanagara emphasized the importance of university involvement in creating an innovative ecosystem within transmigration zones. And that was the news. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice listener and internet viewers, welcome to Indonesia Today with your host Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 1 hour, spreading with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And voice listener, this beautiful day of Thursday, almost the end of the weekend, we almost reached the end of the weekend, and then we will have lots and lots of things to do. And of course, voice listener, you can always tune into our program in online streaming, voanews.id, shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in RRA Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, voice listener, let us begin today's broadcast, of course, with a song from Isyana Saraswati. I'll learn Voice of Indonesia, and let us enjoy today's broadcast.
Thank you. Download the curriculum if they want to apply it to their teaching. It's available in Harvard Reach website, R-E-A-C-H. Harvard Regrets Act, okay, make sure to go there with it and see how inspiring it is. What about the production process, like the illustration, because you said it's a picture book?
Yeah, for the process, I worked with a friend who's an illustrator. She's very experienced in illustrating children's book, and during the process, we had a lot of discussion on how to convey the message without wearing too much text, because it's for children, so there should not be a lot of text on the page, but how can I convey emotions without having to put too much details, because again, this is for children, and we sort of brainstormed and came up with the idea of colors, because when we talk about emotions, when we talk about feelings, we usually use colors to explain, like, I'm feeling blue, when you're feeling sad, and when we see the color yellow, we feel happy, so we sort of want to create the idea or, like, the illustration behind that based on how we usually explain emotions, that is through colors.
True colors for children, very right choice then. And talking about education, especially here in Indonesia, as we know that under the new administration of President Prabowo and Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka, we now have divided ministries, not only Ministry of Education and Culture, now we have Ministry of Culture, Ministry of Science and Technology. So what do you think about Indonesian's education, and what ideas that would you like to do to deliver to develop Indonesian education more?
I think in terms of Indonesian education, I feel like we still need to put more focus on making sure that the children feel safe at school. So maybe that's also the reason why I care so much about bullying, because when a child doesn't feel safe at school, this child cannot learn, no matter how much time these children spend to learn. They still couldn't understand, because they're not feeling safe, and they always have to be in a fight or flight mode, so they're kind of like, always have to be aware of their surroundings. I think that's a very fundamental thing that we need to focus on, and I think that's also the responsibility of all of us as a community where these children grow up in. So as a community, we also need to help these children to realize that they deserve to feel safe, especially in places where they're going to be learning. And a lot of bullying cases are still, a lot of bullying are still happening now, because a lot of us still normalize bullying, because we feel like, oh yeah, that's not bullying, that's just, building your mentality, or maybe helping you to be tougher in the future, because a lot of the community are still thinking that way. Then I don't think we can achieve a safe learning space for children if we don't change our mindset. So it's up to all of us, actually.
Okay, so many things to consider to realize, not only in an academic way, but like you said, in terms of how we provide safe space. Very big task for the government and all of us. But what about the next project that you're thinking of to do?
For my next project, the closest one that I have, I'm going to be releasing another book about bullying in the next month, hopefully. And it's targeted more into, because my previous book is for children, and this upcoming book is targeted for teenagers and young adults. So it's sort of like to build awareness around us about bullying that's happening, giving facts and also stories and perspectives from the point of views of the victims and also the bullies. So we sort of like can see the phenomenon in 360 to understand why it's happening and how we can help to prevent and to end the tradition of bullying that's still happening in a lot of schools in Indonesia. That's my personal project. I'm very excited. I hope it can go smoothly and will be released around next month.
Looking forward to it. What would you like to say to our listeners and viewers about education, both education in Indonesia and the world?
In terms of education, we need to see education as a responsibility not only for the children who are learning, but also for all of us, because a lot of children are learning also outside of school, so it's not just about what's in the curriculum, it's also about what the children are learning from their parents, from their surroundings, from the people around them, from the media, from the influencers, from what they see on the internet, and I think we all have the responsibility to create a safe and a world where the children can learn and explore without the feeling of being judged and the feeling of, superiority.
Okay, well, Papi, thank you so much for sharing your insights about education, because it's not merely learning books in class, listening to the teachers, beyond that, so much more than that. Hope you can always bring vibrant colors to the education field in Indonesia and the world. Thank you so much. Looking forward for the project.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Well, we heard that's today's VOI talk from Writing to Classing with Wai Papiri, Indonesian writer and head of marketing Smart Tech Indonesia, the graduate of master's degree from Harvard University, whose book, Amazing Colors, is included in the curriculum of skills in the United States of America. Stay tuned for more insightful, inspiring talks on VOI talks from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
And that is digital renewal. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music links, podcasts, video news, and various user interaction features in the game.
Oh, Papua, Christina, in the Western Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture, a world of wonders, mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago, extremely rich sea life. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. Home to majestic phantoms of the ocean. Short trip away, always reminding us. Life is beautiful. Amazing culture and lovely food. West Papua, wonderful.
Thank God, it always works. Along with the passage of time and
herbal medicines. Is it an influence from other nations? Alas Bangka, public relations of a large herbal medicine industry in Indonesia, located in Semarang, said.
Before the Chinese came, the Japanese Kingdom and other kingdoms in Indonesia had already used traditional medicine to cure illness and long, also to make the queens look more beautiful. They used traditional medicines, herbs.
The development of traditional herbs in Indonesia could not separate it from abundance of natural wealth owned by the country.
Indonesia has a lot of herbs and plants with best efficacious remedy. In the case of any illness, these plants will definitely be used. Many herbs have special efficacy to cure the illness. The first was through a dream or revelation. A lot happened in Indonesia or Asia. In general, one could treat the disease because he was prompted or informed in his dream that he was treating the disease with certain plants. The second is the behavior of the animals. We, the example of an animal, if it is having difficult to defecate, then it will eat some grass and the grass turns beneficial to smooth littering. The third is forms or behavior of plants. There are plants in Kalimantan which, if planted in the fertile soil, it will not grow at all, but if it is planted in a stone, it will grow up well. The plant turned out to be beneficial for kidney or gallstones, and the fourth is modern technology. So mix them all. Whether the dream can be proven scientifically, then the shape of the plant and animal behavior, as said earlier, go to the lab and do some research about it to find out whether it is actually useful, because not all beneficial to human life. There is definitely a certain substances that are useful for the human body.
Although using products rooted in indigenous cultures of Indonesia, according to Paul, to date, herbal drinks or medicines are only consumed in certain parts of the country.
This jamu is circulating mostly in Java and Sumatra. For instance, it has not entered my hometown in Flores yet. Our population is big, 240 million. If everybody takes herbal drink, no need to actually go abroad, because our domestic consumers are still quite plenty. Jamu is the term for original Indonesian herbal medicine. Yes, it is called jamu. In other countries like in Malaysia, there is also Malaysian herbal medicines. In China, it is called traditional Chinese medicine. It means Chinese herbal medicines. So it's pretty much the same. They have herbal-based remedies or medicines. Every country also considers herbal medicines differently. Such as in the United States, for example, they are just incorporated in food supplement. So it is not in the FDA jurisdiction. Then in Europe, some herbal or traditional medicine is taken care by the FDA.
Have been consuming traditional herbal medicine for generations. Then, how is jamu when viewed from the health or medical side? This one to explain.
Jamu yang dalam mengutam tradisional, itu kan sudah banyak dipakai. Jamu in the traditional sense has been widely used for generations to maintain health and to treat minor ailments, and it should remain that way. And we always maintain that culture. But on the other hand, if you want to use for health care in terms of medical jamu that can be used by doctors, it should have scientific evidence, as said earlier. All doctors certainly have their criterion for therapeutic modality in this herbal medicine. Therefore, jamu that can be used is the one that has already had evidence and been clinically tested.
In order that jamu can be used widely in the community with a quality that can be accounted for, the policymakers have made some effort, as described by Siswanto.
First, we try to construct the body of knowledge, a sort of knowledge tree on Indonesian traditional medicines, which actually are rather different from modern medicines. So from there, we then formulated methodology to create some sort of specific clinical path for herbal medicine, which is slightly different from modern medicine. Because modern medicine is single, say, paracetamol, it contains paracetamol only, yes, but jamu consists of various herbs, right, mixed with different types of plants, each one also contains a lot of components. That's why we set up a different method of clinical tests. Through empirical evidence in our people, we conduct the clinical tests of phase 2 and 3. We have done two formulas that have been clinically tested. First, herbal medicine for gout, then the second is the formula for lowering blood pressure or hypertension. The research has not only been done by the Herbal Certification Agency, but also by other research institutions, such as universities and others.
It is not impossible that jamu, as an ancestral heritage of Indonesia, can be combined with modern medical treatment.
Cita-cita kita, jamu ini mau kita angkat, makanya ada program namanya Our adults, we want to live up this jamu, so there is a program called Scientification Herbal Medicine, right? Well, in the future, this jamu can actually go through two ways. Jamu that has, say, clinical evidence that can treat up to phase 3 clinical tests, and then the POM agency agrees. Well, it could go in the medical world, but jamu within the traditional sense, that is, to maintain health and so on, will be directed towards jamu for maintaining health. We are working to build a separate profession from physicians or medical profession called on traditional Indonesian, penyehat, or healer, or healthcare. This is still an idol and ambition.
Although it is still limited, the development of herbal medicine in the country has been making progress.
I told you this jamu does not have any such evidence yet, so doctors would mind if they are being asked to use it directly. To make such a breakthrough, now traditional medicine clinics have been opened in various hospitals which allow herbal medicines, but still within the framework of research. So it's called research-based service. What does it mean? Well, use herbal medicine if you want, but please, it is still in the corridor of research. And this already exists in several hospitals in Indonesia, particularly hospitals under the health ministry.
coral triangle.
Tribe and think with nature.